People, we're live right now in the We Build Different Studios, syndicated on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially powered by iHeartRadio. The We Build Different podcast series is special. On the We Build Different podcast series, we empower, we broadcast, and we illuminate the most innovative and creative minds within the indie music industry. The We Build Different podcast community provides indie artists with an uncensored and collaborative platform to share ideas, self-educate, and monetize their dreams. My name is Derek T. Lewis, and I'm the official power host of the We Built Different podcast. Today, I'm interviewing another ultra-dope and multi-talented artist. There are millions of creative indie artists in this game, and today I have the privilege of speaking with a future star in the game. Ladies and gentlemen, I present the one, the only, Rah-Rah 100 on the We Built Different podcast. Rah-Rah, how are you?
Yes, how you doing? Thank you. I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. So right off the bat, I have a two-part question for you, and that is, describe briefly what your life has been like over the past 4.5 years, and what's the one main focus for you for 2024?
Okay, so in the last 4.5 years, I've just basically been building on my career, my path, because at first I was just like being like a songwriter, and then I just start like in 2022. I was started writing, doing songs for me so I can do something for my project and just be my own artist. So I like stopped being a songwriter for a lot of different artists. Then, so in 2022, I had dropped like 4 new singles, a music video, and, you know, was like promoting and marketing myself. So like right now, I'm about to do some new music that's coming out like in a week, and I just dropped another single a couple months ago, and I'm getting prepared to drop my EP and more performances this year in 2024, so I'm excited about that.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations to you on that. All right, and what are the name of those projects that you dropped recently?
Well, the recent songs that I just dropped is called You Ain't Even Ready, Is You Mad or Big Mad, and then bounce that, and that's it.
Okay.
But my EP about to drop in a couple weeks, and it's called You Ain't Even Ready EP. 7 songs.
Oh, wow, perfect. We'll definitely look forward to hearing that once it's out to the public. So break down your psychological approach to music and life. Describe your mentality on both sides.
Well, I decided to do music and stuff because it's, you know, when I do my songs and stuff, all my songs is like everything like I've probably been through or seen or whatever. So when I create my songs, I always go put like real life events where people can relate to. So like, not to get real personal. So like, if people hear my music, they go know, you know, stuff about my life without me just even saying it like out loud, because they just hear like a lot of stuff in my pain. Because I sing and I rap. So I do like all different type of genre of music.
Okay. And I'm glad you mentioned that. There was one word that stuck out on what you said, and it was called pain. And that was, I'm glad it was a nice segue to my next question. And is, describe how the pain you've experienced in your life shaped and impacted your music.
I just stay resilient, you know, and just never like give up on myself and my dreams. I just feel like I can overcome anything, all my obstacles, trials and tribulations. You know, I just had to realize, like, everybody go through stuff. I just had to learn how to sometimes, you know, take accountability and just learn how to move on and be strong and be grown.
Okay. Glad to hear that. So explain the difference between you as an individual and then your artist side.
It really depends on what type of music that I do. Cause like I said, I do a lot of different genres. Like, I do pop, R&B, rap, hip hop. So it really depends. Cause when I'm doing R&B stuff, all that really, like, the mood, the vibe, that's like really me. Like, I'm like silly, fun, outgoing, laid back sometimes. It really depends on the day or the moment. It always depends on the moment. So that's basically what I could say.
Got it. Now, let's just take it down for just a second and just really dig a little bit deeper, because I love when I ask this question because I get different answers from different artists. So bear with me. Break down, the message that the people receive when they listen to your music. So, for example, if someone is on their music app, whichever one they're loyal to, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, whichever platform, and they come across RaRa 100. When they listen to, some of your records, how do you think, this is just from your perspective, how do you think they'll internalize RaRa 100 listening to you for the very first time?
Well, I'm so thankful. Like right now, when I had dropped my new song, You Ain't Even Ready, like it had went viral on TikTok. So like I had gained a lot of fans, and just like a lot of people was just appreciating me being like a different type of artist, and just being myself and not being like a just my creativity was just different. And so I always made sure, when I put out music, when somebody listens to my music, they want to feel something. If it's good, bad, if you're having a bad day, you want to have fun, you want to go out, it really depends on which song you do. What song you listen to when you hear my music? Because that's why I like to do different songs and different genres. Because a lot of people can still, because like I'm 90s baby, so I like R&B. I like pop, I like hip hop, I like to dance, I like to do a lot of different stuff. So I want to incorporate what I like in my real life and what people like in real life, and just have a message and just, make sure you feel something in my music when you even hear it, or make you feel to have a better day or whatever, in a good way, bad way, something that made you feel better. All my music is women empowerment and just trying to empower people to be themselves, love themselves, and be resilient.
Wow, that's a good message to have. And as far as making you feel a certain type of way and you having that control, that's why I love, what we, in the creative arts and what we do, because we control emotions, right? Through words, through harmonies, through the instrumentation that's going on through the song, everything. Music is therapy, not only for the listeners, but also us as creative, as the creators of the music. You know what I mean?
For
That's huge.
sure.
Absolutely.
It's
So
definitely therapy for me, and that's why I wanted to inspire other people. If they can't express themselves, just at least express themselves in music, or just you can just put on any song and you can just your whole day or a whole moment just change just for listening to just one song, literally.
Right. So when you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see?
I see a strong black, independent woman who's just trying to live her dreams and who overcame so many obstacles, never gave up, and who want to inspire a lot of people and little girls and little boys like me.
Okay, that's definitely important. We need our role models out there, that's for sure. Now, what's the one thing that the people say, I like this about RaRa 100, or I like that about her? What's that one constant thing they're saying about you out there?
It's a lot of different stuff, but I can probably say I just don't sound like a lot of different artists. Like I get that a lot, like so many comments and likes and people, and just be always sending me personal messages like, you just like one of a kind. You need to stay, don't ever give up, like keep going, like it might be slow right now, but keep going, I promise. Like you don't sound like nobody, and that's what we out here need. We need somebody different. And just focus on, the real reason why you're trying to do music. What's your real purpose? Because
Absolutely. Now, How does your artist name spell out on all the music streaming sites so that people can follow you on there? So how can they get tap in with your music? Spell it out exactly how it is on Apple Music, Spotify, and Tidal.
It's Rahah100, Rahah100. It's on everything.
Okay, while you're at it, give out your Instagram nice and loud so that people can follow you on there as well.
It's Rahah100 underscore on Instagram and Rahah100 on Facebook. Rahah100 on TikTok.
Okay. Now, if it's one record that you recommend people tap in with you, if it's a total stranger that came up to you and asking, hey, what do you do for a living? You say, I'm a recording artist. What's the one record that you would play for them that will exemplify who Rahah100 is?
I got two. Maybe My Feelings Matters. Mm-hmm. That's like an R&B song. And You Ain't Even Ready. And I probably choose My Feelings Matters because, like, when I had wrote that song, I was, like, going through a lot of stuff. So mm-hmm. I wanted to put, like, my pain and emotions in this song just to inspire people, like, learn how to stand up for yourself, express yourself, you know, don't take a lot of stuff and, you know, believe in yourself, be more confident, have better self-esteem, you know, understand, you know, your mental health is important. So I have put that in there and I named it My Fitness Matters. So, yeah. It's like a real great, like, emotional, great song.
Okay.
And I got a great response off of it, too. So that was good.
That's good. That's really good. As long as the response is positive.
Sure.
That's most important. And my last question for you is, what have you enjoyed most about being on the We Built Different podcast and working with Radio Pushers?
Can you repeat that? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
No, I was asking, I said, what have you enjoyed most about being on the We Built Different podcast and working with Radio Pushers?
You know, meeting new people like you and learning new stuff every day and learning how to promote, market. You
know. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, before we get out of here, I want to remind you all once again to go over to the Google business page for Radio Pushers, read up on us, and give us that 5-star review. Once again, I want to thank Rahah100 for coming on to the show today, taking the time out of her extremely busy schedule. Now, you can follow me on most social media pages at The Real DT Lou. Facebook is Derek T. Lewis official page. Download the official Radio Pushers app. And while you're at it, you can also give a download for the iHeartRadio app and stream 99.7 The Heat Miami. God bless you all. Always remember to dream, hustle, win, bettering yourself. And remember that if your dreams don't scare you, then you're not dreaming big enough. Thanks for tuning in and subscribe to the We Built Different podcast on all platforms. I'm Derek T. Lewis. That's Rahah100. See you next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.